At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's here, ready to go on this Monday, as we always do. Your phone calls, emails, tweets, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, your opportunity to be part of the program. You could be sort of a Danette. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning to our streaming partner, Peacock. Download the app. Watch for free all 3 hours. We couldn't charge you for this content, could we? And our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all forthcoming. You can view NBA player movement in two ways. You can call it disappointing because players don't want to stay in one place throughout their careers. This is what we had the luxury of this when we were growing up, that if you loved a player, loved a team, everybody you see stayed in the same place. But it's also exciting because every team is up for drastic changes every offseason. Let's face it, if the Bucks didn't win the title, if Kevin Durant's toe wasn't on the line in the Eastern Conference semis, Milwaukee would have made or would be making some big decisions here. Free agency starts tonight at 6 Eastern. And it's time for everyone to reevaluate, and not just because of the players that are available. Teams have to show their best players that they're actually serious about bringing in some talent, building a contender. Like Damian Lillard in Portland, the Wizards, Bradley Beal. What about Zion Williamson? Pelicans going to surround him? What do they add there? What do they subtract there? Can the Warriors make another run? What do the Sixers do with Ben Simmons? Can the Lakers make another move? Who knows if anything will actually happen? We love the speculation, the possibility, but it certainly seems like anything's on the line, on the table with the NBA. And Kawhi Leonard, as expected, is going to opt out. And just so you understand the paperwork on this, he's eligible for a starting salary of 35% of the salary cap. So that would equate to $39 million. So it's an easy decision for him to opt out and get $39 million. You got to factor in a couple things here. Kawhi, does he want to stay? Does it make more sense because you'll make more money to stay? Is he even going to play this year? Do you want him to stay? Like, there's a lot of things that are attached to this with Kawhi. Wonderful player. And if you're another team, do you want to invest in Kawhi Leonard? Because go back to what the Nets did. Kevin Durant left the Warriors. The Nets knew he was not going to play the first season, and they signed him to a four-year, $164 million deal. Kawhi's going to be in a similar situation. And L.A. runs the risk of losing him in free agency. Does Kawhi want to stay home? Right now, if your focus is on Kawhi, he's had major surgery, tore his ACL. He's got a long, long rehab time. And knowing Kawhi, he is going to take his time. He's not going to push this. And I think that there was a thought that Kevin Durant was going to push this with the Nets and that he'd want to come back and, you know, he'd want to start sooner. Nobody talks about his Achilles injury anymore. Kawhi with an ACL, you know, the Achilles is far more serious than an ACL. I mean, you know that you're out for a year. We don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi. But my guesstimate, being Mr. Knee Surgery here, I don't think he plays this year. And at some point, do you want him to play? Does he want to play? Does he want to go out there and be kind of a shell of his former self? The answer is probably no. But you can't sit here and go, well, why would you invest in him if you're another team, knowing that he's going to come in and not be 100%? Yeah, you roll the dice with that. And the Nets did that with Kevin Durant, but it paid off for them. But free agency starts tonight at 6 Eastern. There's a lot of possibilities here, but that's what happens with free agency. You know, Chris Paul is going to opt out and then probably re-sign with the Suns. It feels like that. Kyle Lowry is in great demand right now. There could be possibilities of trades, but I think a lot of times with free agency, we tend to look at it and go, okay, yeah, that could happen. A lot of, like, Lonzo Ball is an object of desire. I love Lonzo Ball's game.
Excuse me?
Yes, I do. And I think that he seems more comfortable in his own skin. The shooting's getting better. Like, he's not a liability. And I think that this is just confidence, and is he going to go to Chicago? It's a possibility. I mean, a lot of speculation here. And a lot of times free agency comes and goes and we go, oh, that's it. But there is a little bit of drama attached to some of these players, Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard. Do you get any other point guards that are going to, you know, change teams? And I think that's worth keeping an eye on right now. Can the Lakers make another move? I think they're going to have a hard time signing everybody. Hey, we got three really good players. And exactly. Yeah, McLovin.
Mello?
Well, I love it for content. I mean, put him in there. I thought that they would have gone after, when they didn't go after him when he went to Portland, I thought, okay, LeBron, here's your boy. Bring him in. I mean, come on. You don't have to pay him a ton. Bring him in. You got an outside shooter. Now, granted, he's a mid-range jump shooter, but I thought, all right. And then when they didn't, it's almost like LeBron went radio silent on Mello. Like, hello? Hello? Carmelo is going to Portland. Oh, okay. You know, then LeBron will send out something with emojis there. Yeah, McLovin.
If they don't sign Carmelo, is that on LeBron? Like, if you're Carmelo, are you calling LeBron tomorrow and say, what the heck? Why aren't you guys signing me?
It feels like that, but I don't know the inner workings here. How much money do they have? Who else do they want? Do you want to? That's tricky, man. Yeah, I mean, you got Russell Westbrook, who loves the ball. Melo wants his touches. LeBron's the star. Don't forget about AD, who's your best player. And then who's the supporting cast here? And you just hope everybody stays healthy. Like, that's a tricky, tricky recipe if you're going to try to win a championship. Yeah, McLovin.
For the Clippers, I know what you're saying about Kawhi Leonard, but if they don't re-sign him, like, where is the championship path for them? I feel like, I mean, won't they be Paul George and the Georgettes otherwise?
But I think they're going to be that this year anyway, because you're not going to have Kawhi. Yeah, Paul.
Then why pay for it? Why pay
Kawhi Leonard to not play for you. The Woj's report says that Leonard's options would be a one-year deal with the Clippers. Like the Clippers pay him like whatever that max is, $40 million for 1 year.
Yeah, 39.
But more likely, 4 years, $176 million.
Knowing he's probably not going to play this year.
Which would you bet in 2 years, that Kawhi Leonard is a top 10 NBA player or Kawhi Leonard's chronically hurt? If you had to bet a week's pay on one of those two, top 10 or chronically hurt?
I would say chronically hurt.
And so that's $176 million.
Oh, I know. I know. It's the Clippers. Yeah, McLovin.
But you have to take that risk because otherwise you're never winning a title.
Yeah.
They might have won the title this year if Kawhi was healthy.
Maybe.
Well, they would have a shot.
If you were going to have a shot, it would have been this year, considering, you know, the Nets lose and the Lakers bow out early. But I think you got to look around in the Western Conference and go, how do we stack up with everybody else? Are the Clippers better than the Lakers with Kawhi healthy? I don't think so. Are they better than Denver? Close. Utah. Close. Is Portland going to do anything? If they do, how much can they do, and is it really going to matter? Is Dallas going to get better? Like, Dallas, to me, is sort of the outlier that I think they can kind of quietly build some pieces, put some pieces in there with Luka, and maybe be a surprising team. But I don't know what else is going to happen as far as some of these other teams. There are some bad teams. You know, does Sacramento ever get it right? Houston's not very good. So I think if you look around, you go, all right, we know we don't compare with the Nets, but then who does? Can we win the Western Conference? And you're not going to win the Western Conference Finals this year. All right, Team USA, the women's soccer team, loses to Canada. So the best Team USA can do in soccer is a bronze. Simone Biles is reportedly coming back, and she will be competing in the balance beam final. This was confirmed. USA Gymnastics confirmed that Biles will be participating. That was a tweet that came out early this morning. But that's all we know right now. She withdrew from Monday's floor final on Sunday. The team said that her status for the beam, the last event, was uncertain. But that's the news we have, Olympic news that we have so far. Cubs traded everybody, we thought. The Red Sox added Kyle Schwarber. Chris Sale almost ready for the Red Sox there. The Vikings situation is, there are no quarterbacks. They're all testing positive for COVID protocol. Hall of Fame game is on Thursday.
Excuse me?
Yes. Kind of snuck up on us. And you got the Cowboys and the Steelers. I thought it used to be on – it was when I went to it. When I wasn't working the Hall of Fame, and I remember going there on a Saturday. And so you got it on Thursday night. Thursday night for the Hall of Fame. But interesting comment from Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner. Do we have that comment? Here he is talking about the Cowboys facing the Buccaneers in the season opener.
Well, Michael, I know this, that when we enjoyed the great championship years that you and others let us have as players, there were right before that, like months, when we hadn't enjoyed that kind of success. So I know that it's right around the corner, and I know that it can be there, and I believe that. There's a pony in here somewhere, is the old adage with the boy scooping up the manure on Christmas Day and whistling while he was doing it. Here comes Santa Claus. Well, that's us, and I don't believe that's dreaming. I believe that is inspirational and positive, and I think that impacts you on going about your business. I know this. The thought of having a good team this year inspired me to sign Dak or do all the things that I'm required on my end of the deal.
Cleaning up the manure. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, the backstory on there must be a pony in here somewhere is a joke from a magazine in 1917. A child gets up on Christmas morning and is surprised to find a heap of horse manure under the tree instead of a collection of presents. The child is not discouraged because he has optimistic outlook. His parents discover him enthusiastically shoveling the manure as he exclaims, quote, "With all this manure, there must be a pony in here somewhere," unquote.
Compete with the younger guys. M-Drive, the supplement for driven men that support healthy testosterone levels, boosting energy and strength. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Jerry also has another interesting analogy with the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. We'll have that for you coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Some concerns in Indianapolis. Carson Wentz situation in flux. He's probably not going to play in the preseason. And you start to wonder if he's going to be able to play. He's got a foot injury. Don't know if he needs surgery or not. This is one of those where you go, let's just rest it for a little while and see what we have. You know who's disappointed in this news? Aside from Colts fans, the Philadelphia Eagle fans are disappointed in this. Because if Carson Wentz, the more he plays, the better the draft pick is for the Eagles in that deal that sent him to Indianapolis. So if he doesn't play, and also, guess who the talk is of maybe this guy could come to the rescue? Nick Foles. Yes, of course. The Colts could bring in Nick Foles to replace Carson Wentz. Yes, McLovin.
Why do you say that so skeptically? He's a Super Bowl MVP.
He is. I just love it.
What a career.
I know. Like, if you bring in Nick Foles, you got to bring him in to replace somebody else. You can't do that to Carson Wentz again. Yeah, Paulie.
When 30 years from now, Nick Foles, what do you call it, Carson Wentz will have a daughter. He'd be ready to give her away on wedding day. And there's Nick Foles in the background. Just if you need me, I'm here if you need me. Talks on, ready to go.
Any team sport, you know, Carson Wentz will be on a bowling team in 30 years from now, and they'll be like, hey, I don't think Carson's able to play. Oh, there's Nick. Hey, Nick, you want to come on the bowling team? Come on. Backyard cornhole, and all of a sudden, you know, you got Carson going, hey, I'm not going to be able. I got to do some grilling. Oh, Nick Foles is here. Hey, Nick, do you want to take Carson's place in cornhole? Yeah, Paul.
Nick Foles is in the corner eating a hot dog with a non-alcoholic beer, ready to go.
Make sure you pick up Penny's Bang Biscuits, gourmet biscuits made from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. You can pick up a bag, and 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales are given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry. Available at danpatrick.com. We'll hear from Jerry Jones on his analogy of the Cowboys facing the Buccaneers. Wow. It was really surprising. Of all the things, and Jerry sometimes surprises me with some of the things he says. This one really kind of surprised me. So I have that for you coming up. McLovin will have a poll question, your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. All of that forthcoming. It's 16 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. I mentioned M-Drive, boost and burn. Give it a shot. Go to mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose. You can get a boost. If you're trying to keep up with the younger guys, finding it harder to get stuff done at the office, M-Drive. Everyday supplement for driven guys like me who want to maintain their edge and compete like they did when they were younger. It's packed with clinically tested ingredients to help you fight back against aging. M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels. While they're helping you shed pounds and maintain lean muscle, extra vitamins and nutrients boost your energy and strength so you can stay at the top of your game. And you can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop, or mdrivedan.com. I've been using M-Drive for a couple of, it's almost a year now. And love how I feel in the morning. Go to mdrivedan.com, try it for yourself, or you'll find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Don't let age beat you. Make sure you refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. McLovin, poll question today.
Okay, I have a few NFL questions to start. Is the Cowboys hype this summer just typical Cowboys hype, or is it justified this year because the storylines are interesting?
Wait, is it justified because the storylines are interesting?
Yeah, is this because there's a ton of Cowboys hype. They're all over the NFL Network.
There always is.
Right. Is it justified this year, or is it just going to be another 8-8 Cowboys year?
That would be 8-9.
Yeah, 8-9.
Or 9-8
if all goes well.
Yes. Okay, you got a new defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn, and you drafted Micah Parsons.
Right.
That's one of the worst defenses in recent memory.
But you have all these all-pros on that defense.
Because they play for the Cowboys, therefore they're viewed differently. Like, you can't give up almost 500 points and all of a sudden say, you know, the reason why? Our defensive coordinator. Okay, that's part of it. I like Micah Parsons, very athletic. It felt like they had linebackers. Felt like part of the problem was, are you going to have decent secondary? Are you going to have guys who can put some pressure on the quarterback? I think the fact that Dak coming back from an injury, getting paid, it's the Cowboys. Zeke, of course, is going to be in the best shape of his life. I'm sure that'll be the report.
You're right. Every year, Zeke's in the best shape. I saw him the other day. He took up half the screen. I know. He's huge.
Well, I don't know. You know, Jerry Jones doesn't think his team's a favorite because he had this comparison to his team versus the Buccaneers, their week one opponent.
Jerry, how excited are you for that opening night Thursday down in Tampa against the defending Super Bowl champions and Tom Brady? Just on a personal level for you.
Well, we're going to have a lot of prayer so that we can get the courage to show up. Let me tell you this. World champion Tom Brady, Tampa, great atmosphere. What a better opportunity to step up there and be David against Goliath.
Huh? Cowboys aren't David. I mean, they may play or give that impression that, oh, well, it was me and we haven't done anything. David's the favorite. Like, we know the end. We know the result of this. Do you really think that he thinks that they're David, they're going to slay the the giant here? I mean, you're the Cowboys. Yeah, McLovin.
Aren't the Bucks the all-time David? Like, they're the lowest franchise of the low, traditionally, and the Cowboys are the Goliath of
yes.
the Goliath.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. I don't think that that's the analogy that he should use, that they're the big underdog, and they're taking on Goliath, and the Goliath is Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Like, you're the Cowboys. And but look, you give Jerry – we haven't seen much of Jerry, you know, in the last year. And you get him out there in front of cameras, you ask him a question, and who knows what you're going to get. There's a pony somewhere, all this manure. Everybody's a leader, and Dak's going to be great. Glad he got paid. Yes, Eden.
Still just wondering who the manure is in that scenario. Yeah,
I don't know who's being called manure. That's what I would like to know. Yes, Paulie.
They have a manure defense. It's newer than last year. That's what he's saying.
Manure.
David didn't have a 160-foot-wide jumbotron at his stadium. They Goliath has a 160-foot TV.
But Goliath needed that because he's a big guy. He needed a big screen TV.
That big screen is called the Goliath, I think.
It is.
It's going to be a fun preseason there. You know, you got Hard Knocks there, and you got Jerry, and Jerry's going to be just eating up the screen. And then Dak Prescott had a shoulder twinge or something, and, you know, I don't know. All I know is if it has to do with a muscle in your shoulder, you're okay. It's when it's deep in your shoulder, when it gets into the joints there, the bone, then you got problems. Then I would raise my hand and say, I know this firsthand, but I can't raise my arm up that high from the surgery that I had. If it's in the joint, then you're in trouble. But Dak Prescott felt some tightness there. He said he didn't warm up. This is the kind of thing that stays with you. Like, it's just nagging. You can deal with pain. You know, if it's an injury, no matter what Carson Wentz is going through, if it needs surgery, then it needs surgery. This doesn't need surgery for Dak. It's probably just something that's going to be there. You know, you can get a tired arm, which I don't know how he could. We just started camp, but it's the Cowboys, and it's a big deal. Yeah, Paul.
I was reading more about that Carson Wentz stuff. There's mixed reports that he may need surgery. It may be a ligament in his foot that may need it, but he might play through it. Wasn't the biggest problem with Carson Wentz was that he was banged up and couldn't complete his throws and do the Carson Wentz stuff because he was physically not ready to go?
Yeah.
Don't you miss a couple games to get him ready to go?
I don't know if it's something as simple as, hey, let's just rest it, because that's tricky, where you think you can do that. And then, like, what's going on with Michael Thomas with New Orleans? He waited. Sometimes you wait and you go, you know, maybe it'll get better. If it needs surgery, it needs surgery. But this was the report on Dak Prescott. He said he probably didn't warm up properly before making long throws. And when he started feeling it again, he decided to pull himself out of practice. I didn't want to work through and make something small worse and bigger than it has to be. Okay. It's the Cowboys. That's why it's a big deal. Yes, McLovin.
But when a pitcher has, like, even the slightest elbow strain or something, then you see them 2 years later. Is that's not going to be this guy?
Not many quarterbacks have Tommy John surgery.
No, that's funny. They don't. You're right.
No, they do not. They don't. That's why, would I be concerned? No, I would not. The Colts, Carson Wentz, I'd be concerned. Very concerned. It's rare when you have a foot injury, or when we talk about a foot injury, or a star player has a foot injury, but those injuries, those are the kind of injuries that don't go away. They talk about turf toe. Turf toe doesn't go away. And you could have these broken bones, that Liz Frank, those kind of injuries don't go away, even if you have surgery. And that's tricky. We talk about knees or shoulders, but when you have the foot injury, that's a little bit different here. And if you're Carson Wentz, now I know the Colts can run the football and they play good defense. Is that enough? But I looked at their schedule this morning. They got a really difficult schedule. First half of the season, really, they have one layup. That's the Texans. That's it. Everything else, I don't know if they'll be favored in any of those games. And now with Carson Wentz, his season kind of teetering. Who they have? Jacob Eason, the...
Let's go.
Yeah.
Remember him? He can wing it, man.
Yeah, McLovin.
Okay, here's a thought question. It's sort of process-oriented. Right. I brought it up this morning. Right. If you are the Colts and you don't think Carson Wentz is going to be good to go, do you trade for a veteran like Nick Foles, or do you roll with Jacob Eason and Sam Ehlinger and just maybe be really bad and get a high draft pick at quarterback?
I just have to know more information on this.
Well, you know Wentz is going to be risky. So they're probably going to bring in a veteran. I would assume they're going to try and get somebody in there just as insurance.
Well, who are you getting?
Well, Foles. I mean, I think, would you think the wheels are turning? Because even if Wentz said, they could be really out of luck by week three if Wentz says, this isn't really working.
Well, if I could get Nick Foles, because these younger players aren't going to be ready. But if I could get Nick Foles on that team, and that's a playoff team, and, could be competitive enough to, for the AFC title. With everybody healthy, with Carson Wentz. But, I would certainly kick the tires on Nick Foles. Where is Nick Foles right now?
Chicago.
Oh, so he's the third-string quarterback in Chicago now because you got Dalton, you got Justin Fields, and then Nick Foles?
I guess so, yeah. I'll double-check that.
Yeah, Paul.
This is a situation where Teddy Bridgewater's name usually comes up. Yeah. We should just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Just say Teddy Bridgewater would be a great fit to fill in.
He'd be the bridge quarterback. Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater, he somehow created the bridge quarterback. And Teddy's in Denver.
Oh.
He's backing up Drew Locke.
Should it be the other way around?
Until they get Aaron Rodgers, and then Teddy will be available next year. Yes, Paul.
You mentioned Tommy John surgery. Has a quarterback ever had it? One quarterback that I could find in NFL history had actual baseball-style Tommy John surgery. Do you want to play guess that quarterback?
Okay.
He is retired. He might be in the Hall of Good, not very good.
Dave Craig.
That's a good guess. That's a very good guess. This guy played from 99 to 2011. He made a name for himself with one team down south, played some pretty good football for about 5 years.
All right.
Not a household name, but a Hall of Good.
Yes, McLovin.
Isn't it Chris Chandler, somebody who's always heard and had all sorts of arm problems?
A little younger than that, a little closer to now. Chandler's a little older. Craig's a little older. This guy retired in 2011. Guess that quarterback who had Tommy John surgery.
Down south.
Big hint.
Down south. Down south.
Made one Pro Bowl.
Okay.
His last name is very hard to spell and also hard to pronounce. Jake Delhomme.
Oh, Delhomme.
Delhomme got Tommy John surgery.
Carolina.
So now if a quarterback has it, you get the Delhomme. Right? He's got to have something.
I guess. You have to name it after a football player.
Yeah, he had that surgery in 07 and came back and was 12-4 the next year.
Jake Delhomme.
Who thought he would be mentioned on today's show?
Including Jake Delhomme. Didn't think he'd be mentioned today. What other poll questions, McLovin?
Okay, shifting to NBA real quick for our L.A. audience. Who would you be less excited to pay? Chris Paul at $37, $90 million, or Kawhi Leonard, $39 million a year?
Wait, less excited?
Yes. If you're a fan, who are you like, oh?
Well, you're not, nobody in LA is paying Chris Paul.
Oh, right. If you're just an NBA fan.
Yeah. So our LA audience only cares about Kawhi Leonard.
Well, right. It's a way to get Kawhi and Chris Paul into this poll. Who is the contract that makes you most nervous?
Well, Chris Paul is going to be a three-year deal, it feels like, for $90 million.
Is there any way he can be effective till 40?
Well, I don't think you look at him and say, boy, he's going to lose some of his athleticism. And Chris Paul has played this way his entire career, it feels like. Like just being a pest, mid-range jumper, floor leader, veteran, but... do I want Chris Paul at age 39? At that position? At that price? I guess I would take... I would be less excited to pay Kawhi. Because Kawhi's going to cost me a lot more. Probably not playing this year. Is he going to stay? Does he want to stay? Will players want to play with Kawhi and Paul George? Phoenix has something going on right now, and I understand. Let's capitalize on that. Let's build off of that. You're relevant. Phoenix Suns are relevant. Yes, Eden.
Is it possible to get a future Chris Paul career salary game if we add in the next 3 years?
So are we just going to throw in 90?
Let's just throw in 90. Why
okay.
not?
So Chris Paul career salary.
Futures.
And this will be like an 18-year career, I'm guessing?
Yeah, his first year he made $3 million with the New Orleans / Oklahoma City Hornets.
Okay. Wow. So we're putting 90 on top of it. I'm going to go...
90 on top of what he currently has.
I'm going to go... 386.
Wow.
I'll give you a hint. It doesn't start with a 3.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who's got it better than Chris Paul?
409.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's 90 clean, hold, please.
Half of that in taxes.
I got him at $401 million if he gets a three-year contract.
Yeah.
Good for you.
The salaries are crazy in the NBA because you look at them and you go, wait, would you go see that player? I always do that. It's not fair to them. Whatever you make, because if you're making that, then the league's making a whole lot more than that. I understand all of that. But there is part of you where you go, Nikola Vucevic, is probably making $33 million a year. Like, how many players would you actually go? I always throw out John Wall. He's making $42 million a year. And if John Wall was out here in our man cave shooting around, I might get out there in a little bit, but I wouldn't I wouldn't rush out there. I give long commercial break, then maybe I'd go out there and go, hey, John, how are you? Yeah, Paulie.
Why does Chris Paul even do those State Farm commercials? I mean, how does his agent get him and say, hey, Chris, I'm going to need you for a two-day State Farm shoot?
But he's known more for that than he is basketball.
The estimate is that he makes... at least $2 million a year from State Farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
I know. Yes, McClellan.
I saw a report today. Mike Conley is about to do a three-year, $75 million deal with the Jazz. He's 33 and is already over $200 million career.
Wait, Mike Conley's only 33?
Yeah, I just Googled it. Yeah, he turns 34 in October, so
okay.
Soon.
I thought that would be a guy for the Lakers.
Oh, you're not concerned he's too old? I thought 3 years, 75 seemed like a lot at that age.
No. I mean, he had a really good year. He was an all-star this year. But I thought that might be more of the prototypical point guard that they want. If they didn't get Chris Paul, then you got him. Or Kyle Lowry. But Kyle Lowry's like 35, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's older too.
Yeah. But these guys play like they're older. Kyle Lowry plays like he's older. He's played like that, it feels like, for most of his career.
35.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Damian Lillard, up to the age of 31, has made $153 million. He has $220 million coming in the next 5 years.
Nice.
Damian Lillard, at age 36, should be at like $370
million. Dang.
And that's guaranteed, by the way.
So my unhappiness is not horribly unhappy. Like, I want a winner, but can't complain about not getting paid here. Yes, Todd.
And those are dollars in a small market. So I know you got to deal with, you know, salary caps and things like that to a certain extent. You got to fit it under the sacks. But he would be making even that much more if he was in even a middle market or a major market, wouldn't he?
No.
He wouldn't be able to make more if he was a Laker or a Knicker. That's the money is what it is.
Yeah, it's a salary cap. Like, there's only so much they can pay you with the salary cap. He makes more in Portland because they, you know, that's why they wanted to keep these players in these cities by offering them more. There's if you stay, you make more. But he doesn't make, if he goes to the Lakers right now, he doesn't make more, or New York. It's just, what do you have in the salary cap? All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend, and we'll settle on our poll question. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
And now he drills one deep to right field. There it goes. See ya. His first Yankee home run, and it gives the Yankees a 1-0 lead.
1-2 pitch. Baez hits it deep to left field. Winker going back, takes a look, and there she goes. Javi Baez with his first home run as a New York Met.
Here's the pitch to Bryant. He blasts one to left field. This one is gone. Chris Bryant has homered in his Giants debut.
Courtesy of Yes Network, KNBR, Giants Radio, Mets Radio Network, the former Chicago Cub teammates, the first trio of teammates in the modern era to begin the season with the same team, and then homer in their first game with a new team later in the season. Sorry, Cubs fans. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales, service, financial support crew. Go the extra mile. Taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. All right, McLovin, are we going to settle on a poll question?
Yeah, Paulie has an Olympic thought-provoking poll question.
Thought-provoking. And Paulie has it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, McLovin wants to distance himself from it, so he's handing it off to me.
Okay.
Olympic event I'd be the worst at / most likely to get hurt whilst performing. Mm. Balance beam, pole vault. How do you pole vault for the first time? Water polo, which I think I would drown in, or equestrian. Which would be the toughest to do and most dangerous?
Well, what do I have to do on the balance beam?
You have to try a routine. You have to come up with a routine. You have to get up there, and you can't just walk from end to end. You have to try your best.
That'd be tough, too.
You may rack yourself.
Pole vault. Yeah, it'd be pole vault.
That's a sport I'm not actually interested in trying at all, is pole vault.
Yeah, because I would just think as I'm running down with this pole, like, what could go wrong?
Right.
Everything. But you start out, I think, when you pole vault, that you jump into like a foam padding type thing.
But at some point, you have to put it in that like hard area, and it would impale you if you didn't have it right, you know?
Yes. And then you got to trust that it won't break. It won't. It's just bending. And then I get up here at the top, and then I push it to the side. Who do you think said, hey, I got an idea for a sport? Like, you had to be drunk. So then we're gonna run down. We got this pole. We're gonna run down and just stick it, and then we're gonna go over. And then Mike, you go first.
Or was there a point in history where this was an acceptable form of transportation?
I'm guessing,
hey, I need to get over that fence real quick. God, just grab the pole.
I'm guessing medieval times where maybe they were pole vaulting in
up into a castle,
maybe
over the castle wall.
I saw that on Game of Thrones.
A little post jousting fun.
Yes, yes, McLovin.
Equestrian is also terrifying, by the way.
Because, you know, all you have to do is be nice to the horse, and, you know, you don't have to be too crazy. The horse is the star.
I think all of us can relate. Have you ever been, like, on your honeymoon, like, your wife's like, let's ride horses? I find that, like, the most terrifying activity in the world.
It looks great when other people do it. But when you're on that horse, and I'm going, I remember being in North Dakota. And we went horseback riding. My wife had this great idea. Hey, yeah, I bet we take the kids. We were on the side of a mountain, and I have my kids, and they were younger, and they're on a horse by themselves. And I'm going, what am I doing? Like, I'm in the Black Hills, I think is where we were. And I just said to my wife, I said, what are we doing? And I think at that point it was too late, and I didn't want the kids to get nervous, but you're going, I just met this horse. I don't know him. And then you're on the side of a mountain. I'm going, what could go wrong? Everything. Yes, Todd.
Wouldn't you be afraid if you make some kind of noise that, and it takes it the wrong way, or you pull on the reins or hit it a certain way that all of a sudden it just starts going crazy or throws you or starts going really fast? It's like it's an animal. You can't, you know, communicate with it.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Eaton.
It is one of those things when you're sitting on a horse that you realize unless you're comfortable and completely in control, you have zero control whatsoever. Like you can feel like, wow, this horse is no joke.
All of a sudden something, you know, like a snake or something spooks it. It's, you know, gets stung or something, and then you're off to the races there. But I would say pole vault. If you said you have to try pole vaulting, yeah, that could go bad. Yeah, Paul.
Modern pole vaulting was originated in 1850s Germany when the sport was adopted by a local gymnastics club. They used bamboo or aluminum poles that had a little flex to them. But in the early 1950s, vaulters began to use more flexible poles made of fiberglass or carbon fiber. What about water polo if you're not a good swimmer? Like, I think I could tread water for maybe 45 seconds. I'm guessing that would be bad in a sport like that. I could see me ending up at the bottom of the pool whilst they're jostling back and forth for the ball.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that you can tread water for a little while. It's when somebody is like trying to dunk you under. Like you don't want to be playing water polo with your arm on the side of the pool. And then
are you allowed to hold on to the side when you're getting tired?
Could you grab your teammate and hug and hold me? Yeah. Hold me up.
Yes, Todd.
If a lifeguard had to come rescue you in the middle of a water polo match, that would be pretty embarrassing.
So let's settle on a poll question here, McLovin.
I think this Olympic one is destined for today's poll.
Okay. Is there another one that we're toying with here?
I want to, at some point, and I don't know when, is the Cowboys hype justified this year? Because they play Thursday. Like it or not, it's Cowboys.
Can't
week.
We do that any day?
Yeah, we could do it any day.
Any year, can we do that?
Yeah.
Do we have another Jerry? Oh, man. Do we have another one, right, with Jerry Jones? So he's talking to Michael Irvin and Chris Rose with the NFL Network, and he talked about his stadium.
Our game is not a studio game. Our game has to have, and I'm going to be dramatic, it has to have the pageantry of the Colosseum of Rome. When I built that stadium, I built it so that 90,000, 100,000 fans could have a great place to watch the Cowboys. But I really built it for that 25 million people watching. And I wanted Al Michaels, or I wanted Chris Collinsworth, or Troy Aikman. I wanted them to say, fans, you ought to see this place.
All right. He's proud of what he built. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was the Cowboys building a good team. But, the offense, that's what I usually hear. Man, that offense is going to be great. Okay, even the Kansas City Chiefs knew they needed defense. You can have a lot of offense. Everybody has a lot of offense. But if you're giving up 473 points, you're going to have to score 474 points at least. Yes, Paulie.
You've been to that stadium before. I know it's grand and it's got all the accoutrements that you want, but if you're sitting above like row 30, anywhere above, which most people are, the TV takes over and your focus is on the big screen TV and not the live action down the field. And it's hard to look down when it's bigger up there.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the experience. Like you want to see it, but then after you've seen it, would I want to go to that if my seats were like, you can't help every single play. People look at the field, and then they look up at the monitor for the replay. Or the other way around. It's too much. I mean, they always say things are bigger in Texas. They are, but that doesn't mean bigger is better. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Monday. More of your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend. Talk a little bit more about the Kawhi Leonard situation with the Clippers. We're back after this. One more item as we close out the first hour. It's Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons. They are the leader in CBD. You want to recover, stay on top of your game. You don't have to be a professional athlete. You don't have to be a five-time tour winner, Ricky Fowler, but he uses Level Select CBD. You don't have to be Carson Palmer, 15-year pro career. He uses Level Select CBD. In retirement, just keeping up with his kids. Level Select products are formulated with doctors and contain high concentration of CBD, so you will feel that immediate difference. 10-mile walk or a 10K run, Level Select can help you. Use the promo code DAN40 for 40% off your entire order today at levelselectcbd.com. That's right, 40% off safe, fast-acting, effective relief of Level Select CBD. It feels great. Before a workout, after a workout. LevelSelectCBD.com, promo code DAN40, not available in Idaho.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, Iowa and South Dakota.